The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. This is the final segment on the Friday, and what do? We check in with Jeff Pitts, our lifestyle correspondent, talking about stuff to do in the metro, according to City View. Jeff, welcome aboard. Good to see you again, man. What's going on?
Hey, glad to be here.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah,
it's going to be a great it's going to be a great weekend, Michael.
Are you ready? I am. Let's go.
Live in Central Park, revisited. Simon and Garfunkel are not at the Civic Center.
What?
The show. Okay, so in 1981, more than 500,000 fans gathered in Central Park and witnessed the legendary reunion of folk duo Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay.
Tonight and tomorrow, the Civic Center offers you a chance to witness the award-winning recording artists Lee Lessig and Johnny Rogers as they recreate that magical night.
Except it's inside, and there aren't 500,000 people there, and it isn't Simon and Garfunkel.
But it'll be climate-controlled.
Okay. Which is important in March.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like a good idea. I love Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh yeah.
What's your favorite? You have a favorite Simon and Garfunkel song?
You know, it's a haunting melody. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah.
It's haunting.
I think that's about the Bible.
I don't know. Could be about.
I've got a theory. I think whoever wrote those songs.
Who?
Whoever wrote those songs, I think, grew up with a religious background.
I wonder.
The Boxer too. The Boxer is my favorite.
All right. Simon and Garfunkel are not going to be in town, but there's people that are going to relive the experience.
That's right.
Except it's warm, climate controlled.
And comfortable. Civic Center.
It's
a great place.
It is.
Great place to see a show. It's going to be good. Iowa Barnstormers kick off against the Arizona Rattlers.
Really?
Are you ready for some football?
Football. That's such a fast-paced game. You know, every time somebody says Barnstormers, my next thought is...
Kurt Warner.
What a great guy.
You know, I wrote a story about the Barnstormers last month, and I interviewed their star receiver, Brady Roland, and the head coach, Leslie Wooten. The thing is, the players now are of an age that they don't remember Kurt Warner as an actual Barnstormer. That kind of passed. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But they're good this year. They were good last year. They had like a 12-game winning streak, made the playoffs. The new coach, second-year head coach, he's got it going. He actually already told me their first play. I printed it.
Yeah.
So if you want to know, read from a month ago.
Barnstormers take to the interior gridiron, climate-controlled, by the way, again.
Best wide receivers in the league. Should be a lot of scoring. All right, this weekend. Broadway's Razzle Dazzle smash hit, Chicago, has received 6 Tony Awards, 2 Olivier Awards, and a Grammy, thousands of standing ovations, and now it is the #1 longest American musical in Broadway history.
And it's...
Chicago.
Yeah.
The musical tells a tale of fame, fortune, and all that jazz.
All that jazz, yeah. It's a great show.
They've wowed audiences from Mexico City to Moscow to South Africa.
And yet.
Prepare to be entertained. Chicago plays the Civic Center this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. That is going to be cool.
That is, yeah.
Are you a musical fan?
Yes, I am. I like musicals.
Yeah.
Do I go a lot? No, I don't, because I'm always working.
Right.
If I'm not working, I'm sleeping. If I'm not sleeping, I'm working. So, you know. But I do appreciate good stuff.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, my bride gets me to go. And she loves musicals.
Does she?
Oh, yeah. She loves musicals.
You remember the Valair Ballroom?
I do.
In West Des Moines? Well, it's back. And it will host the Los Timorarios on Saturday,
Los
March.
Los Timorarios.
That's right.
Ondale.
Timorarios are a Mexican romantic music group from Fresnillo, Zacatecas.
Whoa.
I don't know if I said
that's
that.
That's pretty
right.
good. Could you do that again?
Well, there's more. Starting in 1978 by brothers. This band was started in 1978 by brothers Adolfo Anhal and Gustavo Anhal and their cousin Fernando Anhal. During their early years, they were known as Conjunto La Prisa.
Conjunto
Los Tinerarios have recorded more than 20 albums and have been honored with multiple awards and nominations that include 2 Grammy nominations with 1 Latin Grammy Award.
Wow. And they're going to be here?
Sounds good. 301 Ashworth Road. That's Bel Air Ballroom.
Yep. That's it?
Yep.
What night?
That's Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Yep.
It'll be a Tejano adventure.
That's right. You know Spanish?
No.
Hablas?
No.
No hablas, por qué?
No hablas Spanish. No, no.
I spent a semester in Spain.
Did you?
It's a good time.
In Spain?
In Spain.
You are a world traveler, that's my right. friend. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Todos los personas en este país piense yeah. soy de aquí. Everyone thinks I'm local. That was my
is that right?
I'd say to people.
Yeah. I go, un cerveza, por favor, el limón. Yeah, I'll have a beer with a slice of lime. That's mm-hmm. it. Man. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. My Spanish isn't what it used to be, as you guys just witnessed. But okay, also this weekend at the Fairgrounds, Wild Wade's High Performance Swap Meet and Trade Show.
Oh, boy.
Fairgrounds.
Swap Meet.
Swap Meet? And, you ever been to a swap meet?
Oh, yeah.
What is it? I've always wanted
to. Well, you swap stuff.
You just swap.
Yeah, I've got this microphone. I'll take your, I don't know.
Yeah.
Your other microphone.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they just swap stuff. To some people, it's a bunch of junk. To other people, it's vast treasure.
Yeah. I think this tends more on the treasure side. These are toys and auto parts, and looks like a good time.
Nice.
Also at the fairgrounds this weekend, gun show.
All right.
Seems like there's a lot of gun shows.
A lot of gun
there.
Shows.
And then there's also Iowa State Archery State Tournament. So
they don't get them mixed up.
There's, right.
Do not get them mixed up.
So you have your pick down at the fairgrounds this weekend. Yeah. A lot going on.
Guns.
Bows and arrows.
Swap meet. Do not get those three things mixed up.
Or, dude, take them all in, yeah. maybe. Ooh, that's a day.
I bet I can hit that target from here.
Okay. Next week. On Monday at the State of Iowa Historical Building. That's at 600 East Locust in Eastville.
Yes.
The media's role in building community.
Really?
It's kind of like a talk or discussion. 2-hour panel features journalists and reporters speaking on the role that media plays in government and community, as well as stereotypes and the media bias regarding different communities and persons in poverty.
You know, this is really a great topic. And this is on Monday, right?
Monday, yep.
Yeah, this is a really great topic. I just read a study, a piece about, you know, why is the media held in such disregard?
Mm-hmm.
And where that all started at. And
where did it start?
Well, it started... It started years ago
yeah.
under the Reagan administration, interestingly enough. And before that, it was the Nixon administration, and people started to say, and then we started to break off into silos. Mm-hmm. And now politicians say media bad, media bad, media bad. Yeah. And there's enough people out there that go, oh, media bad, media bad, media bad. Mm-hmm. And so we've broken up into silos. There's only Fox TV watchers. There's only MSN TV watchers. There's only CNN. You know,
right.
And some people just don't watch any of it.
Yep.
And so, yeah, it's the role of media. You know, I was growing up. We had 3 channels, ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We had Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
Who in the world didn't believe Walter Cronkite? I mean, yeah, it was Uncle Walt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and today we've got 24/7 news channels.
So do you think it's better or worse?
I think the amount of information is better, but it is so skewed. Yeah, you have to sift through it. And I think if you're politically inclined, that you really need to take in both.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to watch a little NBC, MSNBC, you need to watch, a little bit of Fox and say, okay, who's telling the story?
Yeah.
And then, because we all have bias,
yep.
every writer, every producer, every news person, we all have some innate bias. But anyway, it's, fascinating. So this is going on next Monday.
Yep.
It should be an interesting thing.
Should be an interesting talk.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, people can't stand you and I because we're both in the media business. So there. City View, forget about it. Those lying media. Yeah, I know.
We're nice guys.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, but media.
And gals.
I know. I take it on the chin every day here, 5 to 6 o'clock.
You do?
Yeah.
Stick your chin right out there.
That's right. Media guy. Here we go. Mm-hmm. 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 But we do non-toxic talk radio here.
That's the best kind.
That's right, yeah. So media at the historical building.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, also next weekend, Hoyt Sherman.
Love it.
This is Wednesday, Uriah Heep.
Do you know that Lori, out at the front desk here at the Des Moines Radio Group, Lori has tickets for that.
Really?
Yes. Yes, and she bought and she brought like front row tickets. She's a Uriah Heep fanatico.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, don't make that stuff up. Lori, she's going.
Hoyt Sherman.
Yep.
They've sold 45 million records.
That's a lot of vinyl.
That's a lot. Yeah. Performed more than 4,000 shows in 60 countries. It is one of the few original progressive hard rock bands remaining. And visit Des Moines Wednesday, March 15th at Hoyt Sherman.
Yay, Uriah Heep.
Promoting a new album titled Living the Dream.
Every day.
Billed as responsible for the most elevated and intelligent use of vocals in a heavy metal context amongst the major bands inventing the genre in the 1970s.
Get out of here.
That is praise.
It is. All right, that's Wednesday, Uriah Heep.
Yep. Also, Thursday, Michael Londra's Celtic Fire will be at the Temple Theater.
Yeah?
Described as one of the greatest Irish singers of our time.
Oh. Audiences. Just in time for?
It's coming up. St. Paddy's Day.
There you go. Green stuff.
What's your favorite March holiday? St. Patrick's Day. Pi Day.
Purim.
That's in March?
Was it this year? Passover this year.
Is it in March?
Yeah.
Or was it in March?
No, it is. It's coming up.
Huh.
Easter's coming up.
Easter.
Easter. Is that that's
the 31st or is it the 1st? I think it's the 1st. Yeah.
April Fools. But but yeah. So yeah. Passover and Purim. Purim was
a good one.
Was it? Yeah.
Purim.
I think. I don't know. What is it? No, it was last month. I'm sorry. It's in February.
We missed it. And then, you know what else? This is March's Nutrition Month.
Hey, hey. It should be.
Nutrition Month on Pi Day. Or Pi Day is in Nutrition Month. That's
nice. Pi Day?
Pi Day.
That's the pie.
P.I.
Yeah, P.I. Day. Yeah. P.I. to you, ladies and gentlemen, would be private investigator. Right. All right. Thank you, sir.
That's a wrap.
That's all kinds of stuff. Tonight, all weekend long, and into next week. His name is Jeffrey Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, from City View. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is the producer of the program. Patrick Wood is the brand manager. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. General manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. We got to go. We will be back, God willing, next week, 5 o'clock on Monday with more of the business news of the nation, region, and our long-form business interviews. For all of all the folks that put this together each day and all through the week, and our good friend Jeff Pitts from City. Yay, Jeff.
Thank you.
My name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening and a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.